hey, that stock's a little short. I didn't realize that I was holding the gun out like that and crawling
yeah,
up on it.
Yeah, crawling up on it. Well, yeah. I have to remodel my guns that I use that I hunt with. I stock them, as I said, in my work. I stock them to fit me.
Yeah.
And then, but I mentioned the shotgun, I snap shoot all the time, and I shoot fast. I don't mean I'm any good shot at them, but I shoot fast about anything to shoot. So I fix my stocks to where when I bring them up there, I'm looking at them,
yeah.
Looking down that barrel.
That's the only way to do it.
I take for instance, my shotguns. Hardly anybody else can use my shotguns.
Well, that's the way it should be.
Well, I have better luck that way. I love to shoot, and I've got an Ithaca 20 pump. I've had 20
my.
Years.
Oh, boy.
Other way.
Just tight as a barrel, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I've used that thing for 20 years, I guess, on a quail. It's a quail. Fixed the stock over the suit.
My dad's a Winchester 12.
Good gun.
Yeah, it is. He got this in 1918, I think.
Well,
they
have a lot of
punishment. But I'm gun rich now. I'm gun rich in that I've got a lot of them. I don't go hunting.
Yeah. Well, quail hunting is about all I do, and a little dove once in a while. But once in a while, I can get out and shoot. And a fellow bought me the other day a lot of ammunition for 30 carbine. I got a friend that has one, so I borrowed his carbine. The fellow brought me some shells, so I've been shooting those with that.
Huh. You like that carbine?
I love that thing.
The way it handles or the way it shoots?
Both. The stock is just a little short for me, but when I got it, I took it out from my brother's, and he got a place back down there where we could shoot, and we back down there had a bunch of old bottles. And I could throw those things up in the air for me and bring it up. The gun, just looking up down at it, what I mean, my eye was just right on it. And if it fit me, it said that stock was just about an inch longer. And I like the way the thing shoots. I like the way it handles. Of course, I do know that there's some of them that are not so good. This happened to be a good one. I get a hold of a gun, but the first thing I do is take it down and see what it looks like.
Did you buy it? Or?
No. He said, no, I said, take it and keep it and shoot as long as you want to. No, he wouldn't sell it. I tried to trick him out of it, but he wouldn't do it. I'd like to get hands on it. That's a good gun.
I don't know. I've only shot one of those once on the range, and the darn thing kept jamming. I suspect this was one of the early models. This was back in 43, I think.
Well, I understand that this was the only one I've ever had my hands on, but I understand there was a lot of them that were not machined properly or maybe made as well as they could be. But they changed
the design of the magazine just a little bit, I think, in the feed.
I know this one doesn't jam, and... I ran about 150-200 rounds that the other day out there, and it operated. I don't think it jammed once on me. I like the thing.
Are you a hand gunner too?
I love to shoot pistols. You said a while ago, rather, gun four. But I do. I love to shoot, especially the heavier calibers. I like to shoot 45. Very much. I got an old Colt single action 45, and then I got a modern 40. I mean, then a double action 45, and I got a 45 automatic.
How do you like your auto?
I love to shoot it.
Well, I like mine too. My dad had one, and I shot that out in Arizona. I couldn't hit a balloon from the inside with it.
Yeah.
It was just an old issue, about 1917, I think. I dumped a whole clip in a jackrabbit that wasn't over 15 feet from me.
Didn't hit him?
He didn't even move.
Sound like some of my shooting.
I've always wanted a .22 pistol, never got one. And I got .238s now.
.238s. And I have one or two .22s. I have several old pistols that I've traded around.